Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Tonight is Saturday, January 12th, 9:45 p.m. Haven't done one of these in a long time. Been working on something called crypto. All right, first story, not on crypto, but CNBC.com. CNBC.com, that is, yen climb on safe haven, appeal amid China growth fears. As we all know, Japan yen is the safe haven, supposedly. Biggest rally in 20 months. The currency surged across the board on Thursday as traders flocked to safe haven investments. Slide in the dollar was triggered by news of a rare cut in sales forecast by Apple. Oh me, oh my. I don't know what to say. Yen has surged 5% in 5 weeks. I could do that in one night. Mounting worries over the directions of the global economy. Japanese yen is the beloved safe haven asset when the globe seems to go into chaos. Things are consistent in Japan, though overall economic growth and certainly inflation has been anemic. But their political situation is stable. They carry a current account plus, surplus. The rest of the world seems more at the mercy of the U.S. trade impasse. And blah, 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 we could go on. All right, let's get into the Bitcoin stories. First up, from BNN, Bloomberg.ca. I'll repeat, BNN, Bloomberg.ca. Bitcoin whales resurface may mean rough seas are ahead for traders. I'm not seeing it. Overlooked amid resumption of digital asset market volatility, resurgent of activity by anonymous owners, long dormant accounts that suggest more dramatic price swings lie ahead. And here it is. That's the chart. Bitcoin whales resurface may mean rough seas ahead for traders, according to Bloomberg. Boo-hoo. Next article. Smartarium. So this is, title is, what will happen to Bitcoin in 2019? Bitcoin price prediction 2019. Bitcoin price today. This was January 12th. And what was the date today? January 12th. Crypto market has yet to start the expected bull run. I'm seeing it. I made 28% in the last 2 days. Thank you very much. Still struggling to break over the 4,000 level. Recently broke the key psychological level of 6,000 and 5,000. Now the coin is eyeing 3,000. Ethereum, most discouraging in the market. Yes, that is true. Ethereum traded down close to 1,500 in December last year. Nevertheless, Ethereum is now trading below 110. Another Bitcoin whale moves over 250 billion million worth of Bitcoin. A big Bitcoin whale recently spotted the cryptoverse. Bitcoin whale moved 250 million. The fund was moved from a very old British Bitcoin address. A move of such magnitude could have an effect on the value of the currency. Yes, indeed. Nevertheless, orders of this nature don't go through normal trading platforms. This would greatly disrupt the price of the coin in the market. Hence, they adopted another route in the movement of the fund. Yet, they say there should be a bullish run. One guy, Joel Kruger, of all places, LMAX, our look for Bitcoin is far more constructive than we had been projecting for 2018. 2017 came to a close. We had warned Bitcoin had rocketed past the point of rationale appreciation and highlighted massive downside risk and a bubbling effect with far too many holes, which it did. As we head into 2019, Bitcoin has retraced the move and then some, with a recent breakdown follow the $6,000 area, opening the next downside extension that targets a bigger drop towards September 2017 low at $29.75. You know, as you can read that, I'll put the article up on my usual spot behind the paywall. Last article on MarketWatch.com. My apologies for this ad. Oof. Bitcoin tumbles 10% to hit lowest level in nearly 4 weeks, January 10th. Sharply lower on Thursday. Single Bitcoin minus 0.38%. Largest current cryptocurrency was fetching 36.37, down 9.2% since Wednesday on the Kraken crypto exchange. Why would you report on that? Cryptocurrency traded to an intraday low at 35.77, lowest since December 18th. All digital currencies, 15 billion, was erased. Currency stand at 122.6 billion. Double digit loss recorded in some coins. Ripple overtook Ether to become the second largest coin by market cap. Selling was accompanied by heavy turnover, just under 20 billion, normally a bearish sign, especially after quiet market conditions week to date. Cryptocurrency market as a whole lost just under 9 billion in an hour. Altcoins, cryptocurrencies other than Bitcoin, show significant losses on Thursday. I didn't see that. Had lost 14.9% to 127.90, that's Ether. Litecoin against USD lost 0.5%, was off 14.7% to 33.42. Bitcoin Cash down 1.42%, off 15.3% at 133. And XRP against the USD was down 0.45%, was trading 10% lower at 33 cents. Here's the futures market, finished Thursday in the red. CBOE Global Markets February contract was up 0.68, 0.68, 0.68. XBTG 9 closed the session down 9.9% at 35.90. CME Group February contract at BTG 9 up 2.23%, ending trading down 9.7 at 35.95. Well, we're seeing good stuff because we got a great strategy. Hopefully I'll help you out. Until next time on however you catch us later.